This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. China has found the trading sections for meat and seafood in Beijing's wholesale food market to be severely contaminated by the coronavirus and suspects high humidity may be a contributing factor. The report comes as Beijing tackles the resurgence of COVID-19 cases linked to the massive Xinfeiti Food Center, a home to warehouses and trading halls in an area the size of nearly 160 soccer pitches. China is reporting 25 new infections today among 360,000 people who have been tested. The latest outbreak has struck more than 100 people and raised fears of wider contagion. Still, Chinese health officials say they believe the spike in cases has been contained. The official COVID-19 case count in China stands at 84,468, with about 4,700 deaths. Worldwide, the pandemic has taken some 454,000 lives, with 8.5 million infections. Germany today recorded 770 new cases, the highest daily count in a month. The number is attributed in large part to tests administered to slaughterhouse workers. Germany has seen nearly 190,000 COVID cases, with almost 9,000 lives lost. Here in the United States, the COVID-19 case count has grown to 2.2 million, with more than 118,000 fatalities. The average number of deaths per day, now under 700, has dropped to the lowest level since March, but with states picking up the pace of economic reopenings, scientists say they fear the trend may soon reverse direction. Florida, Georgia, Texas, and Arizona are all seen as worsening problem areas as they suffer their largest rise in the pandemic's daily case numbers. And there are predictions Florida may be the next epicenter of the disease in the U.S. Also among the current worries, U.S. President Donald Trump's re-election rally scheduled for tomorrow in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another state where COVID-19 cases are increasing. The main event will be held at an indoor arena that seats 19,000 people. There will be no requirement for either wearing face coverings or social distancing. Via remote, this is VOA News. Singapore has loosened its pandemic restrictions, allowing people to use gyms and dine out. Malls, parks, and other public facilities are open as well. Still, social gatherings in the city-state are limited to 5 people. As elsewhere in the world, there is anxiety that reopenings done too quickly could lead to a wave of new coronavirus cases. Early strict controls are credited with holding Singapore's pandemic death toll to just 26 among 41,000 infections. A livestock ship carrying 35,000 sheep has left Australia for the Middle East, 3 weeks behind schedule, with its crew now reportedly past its COVID-19 outbreak. The vessel left the West Coast Australian port of Fremantle today, bound for Kuwait. The departure came after the federal government approved an exception to a pandemic rule that bans the export of live sheep during the Northern Hemisphere summer. European stock exchanges are up today as wary investors keep their eyes trained on the pandemic. Asian markets gained some ground, with Japan's Nikkei index up 0.5% and Shanghai tacking on a full percentage point. Wall Street is poised for a positive open, with futures suggesting an early gain of over 100 points. U.S. markets have been fighting the downward pressures of unemployment numbers. New jobless claims this week climbed by 1.5 million. There is market unease that spikes in COVID cases could lead some states to reimpose stricter quarantine controls. European Union leaders today began the process of approving an unprecedented stimulus package for their pandemic-ravaged economies. There is awareness of the need to deliver help quickly, but there are divisions over final size and terms. The 27 national heads are meeting by video conference to discuss recovery for the bloc, which has lost over 100,000 lives to COVID-19 and faces a record economic downturn. China's central bank has given final approval for a network clearing license for an American Express joint venture, allowing it to become the first foreign credit card company to launch onshore operations in China. The go-ahead comes against a backdrop of worsening relations between China and the United States, with disagreements over trade, Beijing's imposition of a national security law for its semi-autonomous territory of Hong Kong, and the handling of information on the pandemic. In a statement, American Express said it expects to begin processing transactions in China later this year. The People's Bank of China has also approved an application by MasterCard's China joint venture to conduct bank card clearing operations in the country, but the company has not yet received a license. Once again, our top story this hour, China has found the trading sections for meat and seafood in Beijing's wholesale food market to be severely contaminated by the coronavirus and suspects high humidity may be a contributing factor. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.